New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Raven's been complaining for days that he screwed up his barbecue. You've made terrible hamburgers.
Sad thing, you know, Memorial Day, it's the first one where everybody's really out. Restrictions are back, right? And, you know, they're off anyways, and people are gathering together. And I had a barbecue. Not great weather, but people still came over. I cooked for them. They all told me how great the burgers and hot dogs were. I sat down, took one bite of my burger, Anna, and knew that they were liars.
Yeah, that's why we're going to call your friends right now, put them on the spot. Hey, Steve.
Hi.
I have to ask you something, and I need you to answer honestly.
Yes.
The hamburgers and hot dogs that Raven made at his barbecue, were they nasty?
I thought they were good.
Everybody said they were so good, Steve. Everybody talked about how they were good. I didn't like mine at all right? I bit into mine and immediately a sadness came over me. But given the fact that I didn't want to be the bunt of so many, you know, at least you didn't light the grill on fire jokes, which, of course, somebody still said one, inevitably. Steve, seriously, you thought that was a decent burger?
It wasn't bad. I mean, I've had better ones, but I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was, you cooked it good. It wasn't burnt or, you know, it was to my liking, a little pink inside. And
he's so generous.
He really is. Because right? At first he was like, yeah, no, it's good. Because he wanted to make you feel good.
Now but he's then rolling when he it knew, back a little bit. He's like, oh.
He's like, well, it wasn't bad. When somebody says something wasn't bad,
right.
It means that like they survived it and it was pretty bad.
Right. It was bad. They didn't get sick, but it was bad. Like he wouldn't eat it again. It's cool, man. I don't even know. Those burgers, they I don't know. They were too freezer burnt or something. They were not good. Next time, you'll be promised a fine, fresh burger.
Well appreciated.
See, now he's actually going to come back.
See, let me ask you something. If the burger was, in fact, terrible, which I think I already know the answer to this because you seem like a nice individual, would you have said to Raven, I'm sorry, buddy. I appreciate you having me at your house, but this is a terrible, terrible burger.
No, as long as it's edible, I am good.
His standards are super low.
Right.
That's why he'll be on the guest list again.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
On the other line, I've got my buddy Bill. Bill the grocer is back with us.
Hey, what's up?
All right. When you were at Raven's Barbecue over the weekend, how were the hamburgers he made?
They were pretty good, but I will tell you something. He knows better. I make the best hamburgers when he comes to my house, but I didn't want to throw it out there. I didn't want to compare them.
Now, did they feel old and frozen and like he had done something incorrectly to them? And what would you have done differently? Because clearly, he's very upset about the fact that he thinks that nobody will tell him the truth about how terrible his hamburgers really were.
Well, that's because I make the best hamburgers and he knows it. But to go with that, I don't think that he's cooked hamburgers since last year. So those are the same burgers that have been sitting in there since the pandemic started, I think.
It's gross.
And now, he gave them to us, the leftovers.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong with them things. But now I know, because next time I know to bring hamburgers. Mm-hmm. That way they're nice and fresh right out of the store where I work from. And we'll be all set, because this is never going to happen again.
Raven, did you feel ashamed knowing that Bill is so far superior to you when it comes to hamburger or barbecue grilling?
Bill takes like an hour and a half to cook burgers. I mean, it's a very slow, low heat process. But he's probably right. Those burgers are probably from last season. Like, what's wrong with me?
Ew. So moving ahead, would you allow Raven to bring the hamburgers for your parties?
Absolutely not. There's no way. Unless I have the hamburger and I'm overseeing what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I, like you said, I like to cook them nice and slow, and they cook really well. That way you don't get that pink crap in the middle, Jay. Because, man, I'll tell you, there was a lot of things wrong with those hamburgers. Thank God he put on the cheese, or else I would have thrown it away right in front of him. Probably.
Thank God.
It was like a hockey puck.
The saving grace is that everybody else brought the good food, so I got to eat a lot of that stuff. And
hurtful.
You know, the hamburger I just dealt with.
Hurtful. Hurtful, Bill. That's probably accurate. But
I have the perfect way that we could remedy this. It's coming up next. You realize, Raven, this is 100% a boy thing that you're doing right now, right?
Well, you know what I tell you, I do realize is that we didn't ask for permission to do this in the kitchen staff here.
Yep.
And this whole area is going to smell like cooked beef right now when people walk in the door. There's going to be a lot of questions.
All right. So if you missed it a few minutes ago, we confirmed with two of Raven's friends that we were at a barbecue over the weekend that he made terrible hamburgers. And he's feeling like he needs to redeem himself and prove that he is a grill master, even though he somehow royally screwed up grilling a burger. So he's in the kitchen right now. What are you doing in there?
Well, here's the situation is that, number one, we've got a couple things that we're dealing with from the get-go. I couldn't bring the grill because I couldn't find propane yesterday because it happened to be the busiest camping weekend of the year last week. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I made the mistake while bringing in my hot plate of wearing a white shirt, which is, you know, always a great idea when you're going to be slapping patties over, flipping them over, and having grease fly over the place. I've got one more speed bump going on here, too, Anna, and that is Sean, producer Sean, who was in charge of bringing the cheese, didn't bring the cheese.
What? He specifically said he wanted to bring the cheese.
Yeah, he specifically said he was the cheese guy, right?
He said he had so much cheese. He had every cheese you could imagine, he said.
I know. Dial back your anger. I know, because it seems unbelievable to me as well. But he says that he didn't bring the cheese because he felt like this would be a better gauge as to whether or not it was a good burger.
That means he forgot the cheese.
If I had known that, I would have brought some A1 or some Worcestershire or something like that.
All right, well, let's get to the job here. Now, you're doing the grill right now. You're out there. We're going to do a taste test coming up in a few minutes and see how you can, if you've been able to redeem yourself from the terrible burgers that you made over the weekend. What's your technique right now?
Well, I mean, at this point, hot plate, I'm trying to stand about 3 feet away from it because there is grease going all over the place. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be an email company-wide about this after this.
There always
again,
is.
Again, I wore a white shirt that was terrible, but I'm
so
usually
many excuses.
A timing guy, right? Yeah. Like, I do a precise amount of time on one side and then the other side. Unfortunately, I'm on my phone to talk to you, so I can't look at my timer. So basically, this is all feel.
Okay.
I'm going from the heart here now on these burgers.
Are you using your fingers to feel? Because, like, you know, my dad is a chef, and he can, like, just touch the meat, and he can tell how well it's cooked. Because I'd like mine a nice medium.
I don't. Yeah, I don't have calluses like that. I mean, I'm a DJ, right? Soft fingertips, right? You know I like mani-pedis.
It's true. It's
so
very strange.
I mean, I can do projects, but I'm not going to shove my finger. Yeah, my forefinger in the middle of this patty. That's not going to happen.
If you really cared about the barbecue and the grill, you would.
Listen to this. Come on.
What am I hearing? Nothing? The sizzling?
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
that
you've proven
like
your manhood. All right. This is ridiculous. How much longer can we eat till we eat these burgers?
Listen, when we come back, I'm going to have these burgers ready to go.
All right. It's coming up next. We'll do a taste test, see if he can redeem himself. You are already getting defensive about these burgers.
Picture yourself outside over the grill, right? You're working on perfection there, right? You've put your heart and soul, a marinade, all these things into these burgers. And then all of a sudden you find out a couple different details. Number one, the grill doesn't actually work. Number two, nobody brought the cheese, even though they promised it. Number three, your co-host prefers mayonnaise. And nothing but mayonnaise on her burger.
We have burgers and we're trying, and Raven has just grilled them because over the weekend he had a barbecue and he made terrible burgers and all his friends complained and we talked to them earlier and they said they were in fact not great.
Here's the thing. To my face, they all said the right things. They were like, these are delicious, great job, all that stuff. The second I bit into the burger, I knew that there had been a mistake. Mm-hmm. That these burgers were old or they were freezer burnt or something. It was just solid. It didn't crumble in the mouth like you want. So this is a little bit of redemption here. Now, again, there's no Worcestershire here, all right? Okay. There's no A1 here.
Here we go.
Okay? And Sean disrespected me by not bringing the cheese.
Can we just taste the burger?
Yes, eat your burgers. Fine.
All right, so each of us is going to give a grade on Raven's burger and its ability to grill. And if he does a terrible job, we're going to say that he doesn't know how to grill and he's not a real man. So that's what it comes down to.
Thanks.
How does that make you feel inside?
It's good.
Oh. Yeah?
It's good. Right.
Yeah. Oh. All right, so we're going to start with...
I mean, I hope that they're done. First off, let me just see how done are they. Are they done?
Let me see the inside.
Oh, they're done.
Okay, good. On the hot plate is
good.
Oh,
they're overcooked, Raven.
Are they overcooked?
You overcooked them.
You know what? Don't speak for them before they give the grades.
Okay.
No, relax. I have some thoughts.
All right,
John
ahead,
has
John.
Some thoughts here. This is a straight burger with nothing on it.
Right. But, like, did you season it at all? Any seasoning?
No,
whatsoever?
Man. No,
nothing?
Came out of the box,
a little
man.
Salt, a little pepper? No?
No, came out of the box.
It came out of the box. That's the other thing. You're not going to... You got to handcraft a burger.
Thank you.
What I mean?
Thank you for the lecture.
You got to put that together. You take the beer can, put it in the middle, fold it around the side so that it has a nice little hill valley kind of shape.
Now this is getting crazy. Now
so
I
much
don't even
testosterone.
Know what
he's talking about. How do I say that?
Testosterone.
Yeah, there's a lot of that right now.
A little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt, pepper.
John,
just give us the number.
Give us the number.
Give us the number.
I'm working up to a 6.
Six.
Six is terrible.
We can do it.
Six is better than I thought with all that talking. I thought he was going to go three.
A 6.3, maybe?
Oh. All right. You're done, John. All right. Producer Sean.
All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Still gonna I'm going to go ahead and agree with everything John said, but everything was working against Raven in this. For what he had to do cooking on that flat top for the first time, I'm going to give him an 8.
An 8?
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Redemption is here.
Sean, you got a little something on your nose.
Let me see the mustard.
Bite it to your burger. Yes, give her some mustard, please. Let's put it on there.
He brought the seed mustard. Nice.
I wonder what I would give the burger.
Well,
which, by the way, where is the fourth burger?
There you go.
Oh, okay. Let me see here.
All right. So give me, passing food over the board. Always a good idea.
Yeah. Here we go. I'll bite it.
It's an overcooked burger, Raven. It's terrible. It's terrible.
I'll eat it if you don't want
it. And I was going to be nice, and I can't be. It's an awful burger.
If it wasn't out of a box, I'm sure this would have been done really well and would have been really tasty.
I would say that it is a whole lot different on the hot plate than it is on the grill, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm giving this burger a 5.
I'm giving it a 5. I'm not even going to be that nice. I'm going to say 4.
Well,
it's
that's par for the course for our partnership. So,
and you know me.
Yes, like I said.
You'll out-eat anything. I don't even know if I want to eat this. I mean, it's probably not going to stop me. But
I was going to say, you're going to give it a 4. I'm going to hit this button, and you're going to finish it. I know that.
100%. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.